Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And I just want to wish everyone a happy and healthy new year. I want to start with something uplifting and just really take a deep breath and enter this year with gratitude, for this is a new chance to create your dreams. With that, I've got an incredible show. These are some of my best ofs, and of course, Carolyn Osborne. She's a certified medical intuitive practitioner, and we're going to really just take in some of her intuitive skills. Next, I have Barbara Doust, and she's an acclaimed success coach, and we're going to talk with her. And then lastly, we're going to talk with Kristen Helmstetter, and she is the author of Coffee Self-Talk. 5 minutes a day to start living your magical life. So let's just bring on Carolyn Osborne. Always a pleasure to have you. And of course, yep. You are an energy specialist. And of course, you are a certified medical intuitive animal connector, certified acunate and body talk practitioner, performance mentor. Really, you just work with us to be our best in our body, mind, and spirit, correct?
Correct. Correct.
How long have you been doing this, Carolyn?
I've been doing about 12, 13 years now.
Okay. And did you already know that you had the gift? Like, I mean, how did that even happen?
It was sort of an evolution for me because the bulk of my life I've been actually a performing musician. So I've been a violinist. And so I didn't really, but I've always been interested in this avenue of work and the way things work, and I always saw things as interconnected, and I just really like that whole intuitive, holistic approach to our life and to our health. And so I finally decided to pursue that and get into that, and it's just been amazing because it's just, especially now, it's like it's really opening up and the world is starting to see the benefits of these different things in a newer way than they ever did before.
Right. And it's kind of like your second act, right? I mean, you already had this gift and then you developed it and people started asking you, you know, how and what and they needed. And here you are. So let's talk about setting us up for energetically for the holidays. What does that exactly mean? And tell us why this is so valuable.
It's valuable because, you know, we are, as I said briefly earlier, we are all energy. Everything in the world is energy. We feel it. Some of us, you know, are really super sensitive and, you know, feel every little energy anywhere with people, animals, the world. And others are, it's not quite so sensitive, but you still notice it. It's like that feeling, like you said, when you walk into a room and you can feel the energy of somebody and you just kind of go, oh, I want to stay away from that person. I don't want that person. Or the other person, you know, that's like just attracts everybody. You know, they're like a magnet. And that is all energy. That's their energy is either attracting or repelling.
So let me ask you a question. This is really interesting. I think of like when my husband walks in, I can be like, what's wrong? You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
He doesn't even have to say anything. Is that the energy talking to me?
Yeah, okay. Because you're picking up, you know, you first of all, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you're very tuned into that other person. It's like with an animal. You're very tuned in, and you can tell when something's not right and something's wrong or something's off. Not even wrong, just off. And that's why you say, okay, well, what's going on? Why are you, you know, what's wrong?
Yeah. And so that's scary, Carolyn. So every time we meet, do you know what I'm thinking? Could you feel my energy?
No, but, you know, I can tell when people are, you know, in a good space or maybe it's not having a rough day or, you know, some people are more guarded, some people are more open. I mean, there's all these variations on this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what, first of all, as an energy intuitive, you know, I learned to not just open myself up and feel everything, because then you're overwhelmed.
That would be scary.
You can't do that either. So you want to be a little selective about it, so that you're not just taking on. That's what empaths do. They just take on all this energy without any discernment as to what they're taking on. And that's very detrimental and overwhelming.
Because you
don't want to be taking on other people's stuff, you know.
You know what's interesting? I'm not a specialist like you, but I'm very intuitive and can feel people's energy. And I think it's probably even, you know, working on the radio and I can feel my listeners. Like, it's so weird. And then they'll call in and I'll be like, oh, I can feel you listening. You know, it's like great. So, again, and I want to give out our phone number, 805-419-0008. If anybody has any questions for Carolyn, we'd love to talk with you and to get that there. Because, you know what, energy impacts all areas of your life. It really does, correct?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and so we're all coming to that place where we're kind of been alone because of social distancing. And now it's kind of weird. I mean, I even feel that I'm pretty social. You're alone, and now all of a sudden you're walking in, and you can't really touch people. You know, there's this weird feeling still. How do we get through that, Carolyn?
Well, first of all, to get yourself in a good, solid place where you feel comfortable, you feel protected, it's very important. I mean, a lot of what I do is I help people, my clients, with their protection of their energy and supporting them and teaching them how to, you know, do certain techniques to help support them, because it's one thing to feel the energy. It's another thing to be just taking it on, like I said. So it's really important to have some sort of energetic protection so that you can observe and keep that healthy distance, but you can still interact and be part of it and connect, but you're not taking it on.
Right, right. And really important to not be imbalanced, right?
Right,
I
right.
Mean, yeah. So what are some of the things when we work with you, you could feel our energy, and so you're centering it, you're cleaning it out.
I'm cleaning it out. What I'm doing is finding, okay, where are the imbalances? Where are the old emotions, the old beliefs, the old thought patterns that you've collected that are still stuck in your energy field that you don't need anymore? We want to clear that stuff out. We want to, you know, get you down to your purest essence so you can really be at your best. It's also about getting the body communicating again, because when you get stressed out or overwhelmed or just in a state of fear, that causes the body to shut down. That triggers the peripheral nervous system, and that's that fight or flight mode that, you know, everybody's heard about.
Right.
And when you get in that stress and fight or flight mode, other parts of your body kind of back off, because all the energy is going to, okay, that tiger is going to pounce out and get me any second. Well, we don't need to be in that state. You know, if you start to look at your life and go, okay, is this really a life or death situation, or is it just a major inconvenience? Is it just, you know, annoying?
Right.
So that your nervous system is not just constantly firing and draining, because that's what drains you out, and it weakens you. And it takes the energy away from your immune system. It takes it away from your digestive system. It takes it away from your mind. And then those things can't work.
Yeah, so this could actually really, it affects your whole body, right?
It does.
Your immune system, your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So it is so important to be balanced. Is that the right word, balance?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when you are in balance energetically and emotionally, and again, it's like working on that physical, emotional, mental, spiritual realm. When all those areas are in balance, you are strong. You are invincible. You can handle anything.
I like that word, invincible.
Yeah, because
I love that. Yeah, no, you can take on the world. And who doesn't want that? Right. Carolyn, give out your phone number again, because you can work with people all over the world now because of our, you know, So how
I can do everything online.
There you go. I love that. So give out your phone number again.
My phone number is 818-776-8432. And, of course, you can reach me on my website, which is Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, energymedicine.com. And you can to contact me for a free 20-minute consultation. I can answer any questions, just, you know, to learn more about the whole energy.
Energy, yeah.
Healing, you know, everything.
Yeah, I mean, your work is so valuable. And Lily, if you're feeling imbalanced from the last couple of years, or maybe you're just starting a new job, or maybe you are the owner of your company and you mm-hmm. want to be strong in front of your employees, and you want to be totally like you could go in there and feel really good. And these are have Carolyn work with you. I'm telling
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Also, you work with animals too,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And
talk to us a little bit about that.
The same thing. The animals are taking on very often their owners and their caretakers. Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they get out of balance. Plus they, you know, they're out to protect you. They have their job. So it's about getting them in balance too. And they respond so well to the energy because they don't have the mental chatter and doubts and things that we do getting in our way. They just let it go and can move forward, you know, and they are very responsive to the energy work. Also mm-hmm. just communication, just me connecting with them and letting them know what's happening. Animals are always saying they like to be told what's happening. So if you're planning on going away for the holidays or you're bringing in new people for the holidays, you know, let them know so that they know what to expect. Because
so, Carolyn, when you're saying that, like, really, I keep telling my dog that, okay, we're going to have lots of company. Everybody's
yeah.
going to, and they hear that.
Yeah, I mean, because you want to show them that picture of, you know, people and they're new people so that they understand that
It's okay
to have these people, and you want to, you know, let them know so that they don't go into defensive mode and protective mode, because all
that
of a sudden,
is really interesting. Wow,
yeah.
I love that. Okay, and of course you communicate to these pets
yes.
any messages pertaining. So you can, if anybody's having problems with their pets, that's something
mm-hmm.
that you can help them
yes.
too.
Correct.
So,
yes, I can.
I love it.
Yep.
Let me ask you, how does being proactive, preventative, and practicing good health habits help you and of course, your pets, too?
Well, okay. Again, being proactive is getting ahead of the curve before something becomes a problem.
Okay.
And with our health and our animals' health, very often things are starting that we're not always aware of. So if you are already taking healthy steps, you know, like if you are working with me and getting semi-regular balancings and adjustments energetically, that's going to help anything from turning into something serious. It's when we leave it alone and it keeps festering and festering, and then finally it will erupt into something. So
yeah.
being proactive is, you know, it's like going out and exercising, eating that
correct.
Good diet. You know, those are things that are being proactive, sleeping well. All of those things contribute to your overall health, mind and, you know, body.
Right, right.
And the same thing with the animals, because the animals tend to not show things until it's very far advanced. So you want to, you know, check in and keep on top with them so that they don't get to that point and we can find it before. And then the preventative is just, you know, then what steps do you take to help keeping things from turning into something more serious.
Got it.
You know, just being in charge and, you know, practicing these things. You know, what can you do to change your life, to change your pet's life for the better?
Right. And I know you and I were talking about this. The holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving is around the corner, then the rest of the holidays. And there's always a lot of triggers and, you know,
yep.
with sadness
yep.
and happiness and
yep.
maybe in-laws or maybe, you know, family members that you might not have got along with or
right.
lost. There's just lots of things. Talk to us about really just walking into that positive energy so that you can hold your own. Eight.
Right, right. So it's really important. This is where I was talking earlier about old patterns and old beliefs. You know, when we get back with family, especially if we don't see them on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
it suddenly takes us back to when we were a kid, right?
Right.
Those same patterns, those same things. Well, you know, then you start thinking like you're a kid instead of acting like yourself now.
Right.
And you give up who you are because that sort of the role that everybody expects you to play, right?
Right.
So it's about recognizing that and saying, oh, okay, what are those little triggers or what are those things that I don't want in my life anymore? I want to just be myself. And getting yourself into a place so that you can say, I'm not going to do that this year. I am going to become aware of, you know, first of all, becoming aware of those little triggers that all of a sudden go, oh, that's
right.
Putting me into that place where I used to be, which I don't want to be. And it's like, all right, what am I going to do differently this time to say, no, that's not who I am right now. I am me now. I'm a different person than I was 50 years ago or 20 years
ago.
Yeah,
really.
You know?
And having a new energetic you, right?
Right. And being in an emotionally and mental, stable, happy, balanced place will help you to stay in that.
You know what? That just brings something up is because other people are triggering you. If you could take a moment to walk away and get your, reset and clear that energy and say, no, I am not going to be that person this year. I'm going to, you know, really keep myself and keep my new me, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I love that. Carolyn, yeah. I know that you have gift certificates for the holidays and we can buy these for any of our families or even as a group, right?
Yep.
How do we find those?
So on my website, again, ChironEnergyMedicine.com, under the sessions and purchase office options, they'll have a place for gift certificates, and you just purchase it there, and you can send it to whomever you would like, and then they can contact me, and we'll take care of it.
I love it. And we're going to put those in our newsletter. So for our listeners out there, you will be able to just click right on that and go right to Carolyn's website. So
right.
I definitely.
And this is like a perfect gift for people when you, especially if you don't know what to give somebody and you want to help them or you want to help an animal that needs help or just, you know.
Yep, you got it.
It's a great way to help.
I love it. Thank you, Carolyn. Always a pleasure to have you on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N, EnergyMedicine.com. Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com. Kim Pagano would like to invite you to stop by Missy's Cupcake and Donut Creations to enjoy the sweeter things in life. Located right here in Ventura at 2950 Johnson Drive, Missy has found her sweet spot, which includes donuts, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and custom cake creations for every special occasion, including vegan dessert options. For your convenience, Missy also offers delivery and pickup. So you can start your day the sweeter way by calling Missy's Cupcake Creations today at 805-382-4852. That's 805-382-4852. Or stop by today to choose from Missy's scrumptious selection.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
And let's bring on Barbara Doust. Always a pleasure to have you. Barbara, welcome, and thank you so much for being here. I love what you have on all your emails is, we become what we think about. That is like, right there, that's pretty profound, right? I mean, so many of us have these negative thoughts that go through our minds, and talk to us about that.
Well, you know, we are hardwired for negativity, right? So there's a big distinction between the brain and the mind. So the mind is energy that is moving to and through us, forever seeking fuller expression and expansion. Some people will call it consciousness. Some people will call it spirit. And so we're always living in a state of dissatisfaction because we want more. We always want to improve. We always want to seek our potential or our greatest self, or, you know, something that excites us and lights the fire, turns us on, so to speak. And yet we are in captivity to the brain, because the brain is 85% wired for negativity. It's constantly seeking threat. And the brain wants to conserve energy. So because it wants to conserve energy, it stops us from thinking. Because to think, like to really think, not just mental chatter, but to really deeply think, takes energy. And a lot of people will say, oh, it's just hard. And that's where they'll start with the resistance, not sit down to journal, not sit down to process, and not sit down to think differently or to set themselves up for success. And then what takes over is just the old habit system, and we go on autopilot, and then we go into a limited mind, and we're ruled by our past. And the past is taking with it meaning that it has given to events, which then create emotional states in us that we think are the truth, which we keep giving energy and focus to, which then keep predicting our future, which means that not a whole lot changes. And then it causes what people might call procrastination or lack of focus or feeling stuck. They don't know what to do next. And one of the first things that I say to people, Kim, is that if you're continually saying, I don't know what to do or I don't know what's next, that's just part of the paradigm. And the paradigm is the habit system that's kind of running the show, from belief systems and our heredity, our culture, our DNA, and that running the show a good 85-95% of the time, neuroscience is now showing up.
Barbara, and I thank you so much for your knowledge. And of course, I want to remind everyone that you are actually a Thinking Into Results consultant with Procter & Gallagher Institute. And so you teach this. I mean, you teach us to very influential people that have a successful business. So it's not something that, you know, people that haven't gotten started in their life
it's all of us. It's a normal thing of like really learning how to control that that talk in our mind and that voice that comes up saying, I want to try this new, but maybe I'm not good enough. Maybe I don't know it. The imposter, you know, syndrome, all those kind of things. So what is your practice? Because I think you do such a beautiful job. And I know that you have shared that you go through this and you have all this practice. What is your schedule in your morning so that you can share with our listeners? Because I think it's so intriguing that there's a lot of work. It's kind of like going for an Olympic or being, you know, wanting to be an attorney. There's a lot of schooling, and our schooling leads to who we are, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I think that, and there are good paradigms as well, right? And so there are good habits and there are good productive habits. And the real practice is to replace non-productive habits with productive habits. And that means directing your energy, focusing your energy. And what I like to work with is the subconscious mind. And really what most people don't understand is that there's an invisible side to success. So it all starts in the inner world first before it shows up in your outer world. And there's evidence to that everywhere, because how was the chair first created? How was the, you know, the plane created? And it all starts in the mind. And so that's why we say everything is created twice. And it's to use your imagination, and to, it's one of our biggest gifts, but we use our imagination against ourselves as well. And we'll go into automatic negative thinking. And there are many ways that we automatically think negatively. And it's to start catching those. And one of the first things is that when you say to yourself, I don't know, start by saying and asking the question, what do I know? And when you say, I don't want, just go to the opposite side. It's the law of opposites, and say, this is what I want. Now, some people will say when you're focused on wanting, there's still a lack energy to it, but it's really about getting closer to clarity. So every morning, I set myself up for clarity, setting an intention. And one of the very first intentions that I do in the morning, even before I get out of bed, is I listen to my genius code. I have a program called Your Genius Code Unlocked. It's a brainwave entrainment program. It covers seven areas of my life, from spirituality to financial to relationships to contribution to the world. And I listen to a directive. I'm directing my subconscious and really working on images and focusing that every idea of what it is that I want to create is going into every cell of my body. And the way to do that, if you're not using brainwave frequencies, is to feel it, because we do not manifest or create from the thinking mind. We start there. It's the thinking mind, and starting with the want and moving it into desire, deep desire, and then making a committed decision. So after that, after I listen to that, one of the first things I ask myself is, or I set the intention that I am going to feel good all day. I'm just going to feel good all day.
Mm-hmm.
And with setting that intention comes the question, how long can I let myself feel good?
Right.
And when I'm not feeling good, I examine the resistance. And I know that I'm hitting an upper limit. And so all of our answers are really in the resistance. So another way that I focus my day is I write out the night before my tasks and my three top priority goals for the day. And I make sure that I focus, you know, on the top income producing priorities. I also set up time to visualize motor image and listen to my brainwave entrainment several times a day. I set myself up for exercise and I chunk my time. So it's kind of like there's a schedule. But here's another concept, Kim. You know, what if time is just really inside of you?
That's interesting. Yeah.
Right?
And I know you set your timer. That you've actually shared that with me. And that, and we don't realize that time is a thing that we all have, but how we use it and how we waste it is really makes up. You know, I was hearing somebody the other day say, I don't have enough time. And they were like, well, the people that go to the moon have the same time. The people that have created this have the same time. If you don't have enough time, what are you wasting your time on? Or don't sleep as much, right? I mean, there's ways to get your full time, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it's the Pomodoro effect, right? Where
right.
you set your timer for 25 minutes and you focus. And it's to all other, you know, to eliminate all other distractions from cell phones and emails and just commit. Because when you make a committed decision, you'll get things done. Most people are not, they think they're making a decision, but it's not committed. Right. A committed decision is when you're in action and you do it. And so I ask people, where are you leaking energy all day mm-hmm. long?
Right.
Because your reticular activating system in your subconscious mind, when you get hyper-focused, it doesn't see all the other, you know, five lanes on the freeway. It's in one lane. And that's where you want to be, because when you start entering the focus, the organizational, the order in your mind, then it's from that place that you connect to your genius zone.
Wow. And how long have you been working with Procter & Gallagher?
So it's going on 9 years now that I've been working with Bob Proctor and the Gallagher, Sandy Gallagher. And it's just been phenomenal in my life. And, you know, even when you were talking, I doubled my practice and tripled my income when I first started working with them. And I can say, I was thinking when you were talking about not enough time, I had a client who was working on Capitol Hill, and her whole thing was, I can't do your program. I don't have time. And I just said, okay, let's just make a decision. And she made a decision that she would commit. And 4 weeks later, she said, how come I have more time?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So again, you know, it's almost like making a list to go to the store. It's making a list to create our life the way we want it.
Absolutely. And it's also a way to, you know, stay focused, because again, we have over 70,000 random thoughts going through our head every day. And most of them are from the day before. And what most people are not doing is they're not stepping into their resistance because they're letting fear get in the way. So then the typical day, the usual day, and I keep asking people, how can you do it differently? If you're happy with your results, that's a different story. But I work with a lot of highly successful people, up into the, you know, people who have created millions, and they don't feel successful.
Right. And Barbara, let's even talk about this. Sometimes it's not really the money, is it? It's the feeling of the purpose. Do you have a legacy that you're going to leave? Do you make a difference in your life and others? There's so many things. There's like a whole list. And when you go through Bob Proctor's, program with you, you really are learning about who you are and really what makes a difference, correct?
Absolutely. You're learning how to lead yourself so that you then become a leader of others and have impact, you know, so that there's more of a ripple effect to help people recognize their power, their potential, their greatness. And I say to people, what's the biggest lie that you're telling yourself? Because that's just the paradigm that's holding you in the familiar, right? We do not like change. We resist change. And that's because the reptilian brain and the midbrain, you know, the limbic region are holding on to the past so that we don't change. It's really there to help us and to protect us. But we've got to get smarter than our brains, Kim.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you a question. That's interesting. What's the biggest lie you're telling yourself? Obviously, you dealt with so many people going through your courses. What are some of the things that people have shared with you?
Well, you know, when that was first asked of me, I'll give you my own personal experience. And I thought the biggest lie I'm telling myself is that I'm not smart enough. And so what I was recognizing was that I've got a master's, I've got another master's, I've got another certificate. And that's because, you know, my parents never graduated from high school. My mother went to grade 6. My father went to grade 7. Actually, my father graduated high school when I was in high school. We would sit at the kitchen table and do algebra together. But I had this, and I was almost labeled in my family as stupid because I did things differently. They couldn't understand, you know, why I was always asking why. I was just, and I took risks for them that were, you know, they couldn't understand. And so I was always out of the box, the black sheep of the family. And then I realized that I was always seeking more education, which I call getting ready to get ready. Mm-hmm. And I work with a lot of PhDs who are getting ready to get ready to get ready, and they're stuck in their conscious mind. They're not dropping into their heart. They're not dropping into application, myself included, for the longest time. And when I really identified that that was a big lie, and I told my group what my lie was, and they all gasped and said, we think you're the smartest one in the room.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you, how do you think of yourself now?
Well, now I know that it's about being smarter than my brain, and it's connecting to my higher self. And so that it's only between me and my higher self, and that everybody in my life is my teacher. My students are my teachers. The teller at the bank is my teacher. The world is my teacher. And so I agree and believe in continued education and further expansion of knowledge, because when we gain knowledge, we gain confidence. It's about applying it, right? Because I used to be a seminar junkie. Go and learn, but not apply. Go learn and don't do it. Or do it for a few days is what a lot of people do. Right. And it wasn't until I committed to having a mentor, getting a coach, being in a mastermind, or also being in groups where I wasn't the smartest or the sharpest tool in the shed, they say, right? That it's really uncomfortable to be the guppy in the pond, but it's necessary in order to hear other people's ideas. And that's where you can't do it alone, Kim.
Okay. Well, I want to have you give out, because if there's anybody that has just been going through this, because there's so many of us that think about this every day, how do they get in touch with you? And can they call you for a free consultation, so that they can know that they can fit this into their day?
Absolutely. And I am starting a Thinking Into Results group next week. So if people want to find out, I'll be doing my kickoff session. And I'm also doing another program called Discover Greatness Within, which is a neuroscience program. So you can go to www.barbaradouse.com, my website, and there's a list of my programs, and you can set up a call and, schedule some time where I give a 30-minute breakthrough your inner ceiling and play a bigger game session. So I am, you know, really excited to work with people who are willing to change and to understand how the mind functions and start being the designer of their life rather than what's thrown at them.
I love what you do. You really live through example, and I love what I'm doing with you. So taking your courses has just really made a difference in my life. So I really recommend, and I think that people, if you want to get that edge, please reach out to Barbara. Barbara, you're always such an inspiration. Thank you so much for being here. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime member fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine unlocks your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's ChironEnergyMedicine.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
And of course, let's bring on Kristen Helmstetter. Kristen, welcome.
She's the author of Coffee Self-Talk. I think she's got like tons of books, but this one recently made it into the UK's Sunday Times top 10 bestsellers for nonfiction. And she blogs, she writes books on topics ranging from food to travel and self-help, as well as romance novels under the pen name of Brisa, is it Star? And yes. And I love it. I'm so excited. I start seeing people like my friends reading your book everywhere, and I'm like, I need to get in touch with Kristen and get her on my show. And I love it. I love things that are like 5 minutes a day to start, you know, living your magical life. That's kind of like what I have a book that's coming out, and it's going to be very similar, you know, little positive thoughts, and that's really what it's all about. Anyways, let's welcome Kristen Helmstetter. Kristen, I'm so excited to talk with you, and thank you so much for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started and how, I don't know, what is coffee self-talk?
Sure. So I've been blogging for probably 15 years or something. It's been a long time. And I've written a number of nonfiction food books as I journey and like to experiment with different diets and stuff like that. And I had my daughter about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I guess she's 11. And at that time in my life, the time flies, right? At that time
yeah,
in my
exactly.
life, yeah, I was, so I'll just say, like, it was about 4 years ago. We were living in Arizona, and I just, you know, on paper, my life looked really good, but I just didn't feel like any sense of purpose or direction. And I was kind of optimistic, but there was like a little bit of a cloud at the same time. And I just didn't have any sparkle. So what do you do when you don't have sparkle?
So many people can relate to that, I'm sure. Yeah. So you added some sparkle into your life?
Yes, I did. I said to my husband, I said, well, hey, let's sell it all and travel the world.
Oh my
and he
gosh,
looked at me and
wow.
And he said, okay. So we did that.
I like that kind of partner.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, we met through eHarmony, and his picture on his profile was of him with his suitcase by the front door. And so he was already, you know, I knew he was a traveler.
I love that. I love that. So you already knew he, like, had his suitcase sitting. He was on his way wherever you were taking him. So.
Yes, yes. So fast forward like a year, and we had sold it all. We're living in Italy. We're, you know, sitting in cafes and drinking espresso and, you know, living, again, on paper, this amazing life. But, oh, my God, we still didn't have sparkle. I was like, what is going on? So I'm not a stranger to personal development books or anything like that. And one day I'm sitting in my tiny Italian kitchen, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, okay, I have to change my behavior if I want to change my life. And my behavior at that moment was typically in the morning to grab my coffee and to scroll through social media and email and just kind of like running into my day without any joy or excitement, just kind of like starting the clock, right? Like nothing uplifting.
Right.
So I said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to change my behavior. So I grab my phone and I put it in airplane mode and I open up the notes application. And I start typing affirmations, you know, positive self-talk, you know, I love my life, you know, telling myself things that I wanted to believe about my life. And,
right.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I had a spark. I mean, I sometimes want to cry when I think about it because, like, it was like, oh, my God, this is what I need to do. I'm on to something. So from then on, I created this routine every morning. I woke up, I got my coffee, and instead of diving into things that are not usually uplifting, I set my day up for success, and I ran through my positive self-talk. And so my husband is no stranger to self-talk. His father is Shad Helmstetter, who has been on Oprah and written self-talk books back in the 80s.
Great.
Yeah, so, but it wasn't self-talk, so we knew what it was, and we, you know, we dabbled in it, but we didn't have a strategy with it. We didn't actively use it in our lives. And so he comes into the kitchen one morning, and I said to him, so, okay, I do this thing. I kind of want to tell you about it. And I was kind of blushing. I'm like, I do this thing called coffee self-talk. And I felt kind of silly. And he looks at me and his mouth drops to the floor. And he said, that's a book.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. Yeah, I love it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it is.
Oh, my God, Kristen. I love hearing things like this. And now, was that your first book or you had already written all those other romance books and all that?
No, I had written, it was not my first book, but the books I had written prior to that were all health related. They were diet and recipe books and things like that. So they weren't books about personal development. The romance books, interestingly, came after my coffee self-talk. And what happened was I used my self-talk to become a romance writer because I got to tell you, I was not a creative person. I never thought of myself as creative. I mean, that was like, you know, the kid in high school with the torn jeans and the black hoodie, you know, I mean, like, that just wasn't me.
Right.
But I changed my self-talk to tell myself that I'm this incredible writer. I'm a creative genius. I'm just filling my head with these words. And one day during the pandemic, when it first broke out last year, we're sitting in, we had come home to Arizona to visit family. I'm sitting in my mom's backyard, and I had an idea for a romance book. I was so shocked, I turned around in my chair to see where the idea came from, because I was like, me?
You are so cute. I love that. I love that. Wow. Nancy, what's your thoughts? Okay. I mean, is this incredible?
This is just amazing. I am almost giddy inside. The energy is just so incredible.
Yeah. So let me ask you, I'm sure like you, like I do, I hear from my listeners, you know, how they like my show and how it starts their day, that kind of thing. What are people saying about your book that's reading it?
I get emails, so many every single day. And I have women writing to me saying, my husband tells me I'm more beautiful now because he sees how happy I am. Or my husband is starting to leave post-it notes around the house because he's so happy about the changes I'm going through. I had one woman who was afraid to drive. She used her coffee self-talk to help her get the courage to get behind the wheel again. I mean, it's incredible the people that just say, you know, in the introduction of the book, I kind of explain a little bit of what I told you in that I just was like kind of waking up, not real happy, but I had nothing really to complain about, right? But I was just like, where's my magic? Where's my sparkle? And I have so many women who write and say, that's me. That's me. Like, I knew something was missing, and I'm, you know, I'm reading the coffee self-talk, and I'm doing my self-talk every morning, which, again, coffee self-talk is taking your cup of coffee, and just while you're drinking your coffee, you're running through some positive self-talk affirmations. I mean, that's it in a nutshell, right? It's like, it's
brilliant,
super
brilliant.
Simple.
I mean, I honestly already do that, you know, and so I love it. I love it. So let me ask you, what's the difference between your two books, Coffee Self-Talk and the Coffee Self-Talk Daily Reader?
Okay, great question. So Coffee Self-Talk teaches you what coffee self-talk is, how to do the ritual. It's two parts, and part one explains everything about why it's so important, what's so amazing about self-talk, and how it will absolutely change your life. And part two of that book is filled with different scripts. I call them scripts. That's what, like, what I read in the morning. And there's a script that I've written for abundance, and there's a script for finding romance, and there's a script for just living a magical life. And the way I write my self-talk is quite flowery and magical and pixie dust, and I really get into it. So I share all the scripts that I use in part two, but I teach you in part one how to write your own if you don't want to use mine. You can, like, use mine as a springboard. So that gets you going on the coffee self-talk ritual for every morning waking up and doing this. But in the beginning of doing this coffee self-talk life, it feels amazing when you're doing it. But in the space between mornings, you know, once you put the coffee cup in the sink, right, and you go about your day, sometimes things happen. You know, sometimes anxieties creep up.
I call
sometimes
that life happens, yes.
Yes, life happens. And so it's filled with 30 days of all the things that I do, the little nuggets of wisdom that I use to keep the magic going. So, you know, it's like tips for a new way to look at life, tips for dealing with stress, tips for, you know, getting your magic back, tips for staying excited. I mean, just all kinds of great things.
Wow, beautiful. I just want to remind anybody that's literally waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. And we're talking, of course, with Nancy Marks, and she's the owner of glassartscollective.com is her website, and she's located in Westlake, Thousand Oaks, right there. A very amazing person. And then we're talking with Kristen Helmstetter, and of course she is the author of many books, but of course we're talking about coffee self-talk and of course your other book, The Coffee Self-Talk Daily Reader. Let me ask you a question. Give us one, like, coffee talk right now to start our day.
You mean like a positive self-talk? One of my favorites is, I'll tell you, one of my favorites is, I adore my body.
You know what? I'm so glad you said that, honestly, because, you know, I'm also a hair therapist. And so many people, you know, when they used to come in and sit in my chair, I'd be like, okay, tell me everything you love about yourself. And they would look at me like I was talking a foreign language. And I was like, they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, okay. And they couldn't, because they don't love themselves. They don't you know what I mean? Like, you start working on your body all the way up. So I'm like, okay, you have beautiful eyes. You have a great smile. You have, and they're like, do you really think so? Oh, my gosh, what happened to us? And so I love that. I love that, because when I get dressed in the morning, there's sometimes I go, ooh, you know what I mean? And then I go, wait a minute, I have two arms, two legs, I'm healthy, you know? I mean, that's, but it is our self-talk.
Yeah, and you have to start loving yourself as you are now, because it's okay. It's great to have goals and want to make changes, but they're going to be so much easier when they come from a place of love and worthiness. It's like losing weight is so much easier when you love yourself as you are now, because if you criticize yourself, you put out a negative energy and you end up sabotaging your own efforts.
Yeah, I love this. Kristen, I am so excited to talk with you. I would love to have you back because you talk my language. How do my listeners find out more about you?
They can go to my blog, which is kristenhelmstetter.com. And all of my books are on Amazon, and my email is on my blog as well. I love hearing from readers. I love when people ask me questions, so reach out. And I'm also on Instagram, and we have a great Facebook group. Instagram is Coffee Self-Talk. Reach out. I love to chat.
Okay, I love it. And please share our show with everyone, and also please download our podcast so we can share you and share what you're doing. Let's set up something else. I'd love to have you come back again.
That sounds great. I'd love that. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your day, and thank you for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you.
You too. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you so much for staying with us through our show today, and I always am grateful for my community and for all of you. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness, and, of course, today's is a new year, a fresh, clean start. It's like having a big white sheet of paper to draw on. With that, Happy New Year, all of you. Thank you so much. I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love and I know that it's all mine.